all the things you could be doing tonight, I'm really touched that you decided to do this. Busy scheduling all. This is a... So feel free to sing on anything you know. This is a Warren Zevon song. Some of you know the chorus too, and might even know more than that. So, everybody's restless, got nowhere to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. Their anger and resentment flow, and don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio. Mohammed's radio. Na 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 na. Got the sheriff's got his problems too. Na 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 na. He'll surely, surely take them out on you. Na 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 na. He walks the village idiot. Been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Oh, oh, and don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio. Mohammed's radio. Na na na. Na na na. Charlie Wilson, when he was an upstart renegade religion prophet, St. Olaf, and he, it was a class called Where God Fails in History, and what I learned in this class was that the Book of Job was written at least two different times, and so the beginning section and the end section, if you'll notice, is in, you got your Bible? is written in prose, and that's a newer writing. No, that's an older writing. That's the old writing. In that story, the devil and God have this conversation, and God's kind of talking up his righteous servant Job, and the devil says, "Yeah, well, if sure he's faithful to you, because look what all you've given him," and God says, "I could take it all away and he would still remain faithful." And the devil says, "You want to bet?" So they make this a bet, right? It's a sort of a loose interpretation. So Job loses everything, and but remains faithful, and in the end, gets everything back. God wins the bet, happy ending, the good get good, the bad get bad. Charlie told me this was deuteronomic thinking. I don't know what that means, but well, the middle section is a different story. It was written after the Hebrew people had been wandering around in the wilderness without answers for a longer time. And in that story, you know, Job, all these terrible things happen to this Job character. He goes to his neighbors and he says, what did I do? And they say, well, you must have done something bad. And he said, well, nothing that bad. And finally he goes to all these neighbors, and he decides to go to the source. He goes to God and asks God, what's the deal here? You know, I've been righteous, and why is this like this? And God just basically says, who are you to ask me that question? And I think that story, you know, I like both the stories, but sometimes I want just the middle section for the times when I ask that question of God and don't feel like there's an answer. And it puts me in the context of just having only human vision and all of that. But anyway, so I figure if there's two Job stories, there's room for a third Job story. And in this story, Job is, he lives in Seattle, and he works at a bakery downtown. And he rides the number 5 bus from the Greenwood area to downtown every day. And so this is Job's lament at 77th and Greenwood. I had an extra slice of toast, and I missed my bus. Had an extra slice of toast, and I missed my bus. I missed my bus because I had an extra slice of toast. So now, this is high poetry. So you get the form there. I was late for work, and I lost my job. I was late for work, and I lost my job. I lost my job because I was late for work. Oh. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody explain it to me why I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. My baby left me. Said I'm a no good man. She up and left me. Said I'm a no good man. A no good man. That's when abortion kind of takes a leap and moves even further. Ain't getting no loving. Can't get to sleep. Locusts ate my garden. Wolf ate my sheep. The shepherds too, even got Bo Peep. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody explain it to me why I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. Well, I've gone to my neighbors already, and they don't give me a satisfactory answer, so I decided I'm going to go right to the source and get to the bottom of this. So I go to God, and I say, my God, what evil have I done? I took away my camels, my daughters and my sons. Even took the burger and left me with the bun. Well, so I wait, and God doesn't really have a very good answer for me. All God has is some practical advice. He says, don't have that extra slice of toast. Grab your hat and coat. Don't be hanging around. Get on that bus, cause it's going downtown. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody explain it to me why. I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. I just missed my bus. This is a tune about some guys. It just requires spectacles. It's from the British Isles, and this is Marta.
Hi, Marta.
So why I have straight teeth? I've never used that one before. Thank you.
I'll have no such chat, and neither will I take it. I'm snapping off.
Which is a assisted living facility in Chelan, and you know, as I take up all these accoutrements, I used to go there once a month and play for the residents. And one time I'm sitting there, and I forget to put my glasses on. I'm taking off finger picks. I'm putting capos on, and I'm doing all this stuff. And I said without thinking, the older I get, the more accessories it takes for me to get through the day. And it comes out of my mouth, there's this woman sitting right there that's wearing, like, she's got all kinds of things coming off of her, and she looks at me, she says, "Tell me about it." This is a Richard Thompson tune.
Thank you. She dreams the troubled dream. She lives out on the highway. She keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she is the queen. Down where the drunkards roll. Down where the drunkards
by Tom Waits it's called Grapefruit.
Star shining.
With this song, and it's very likely that it could happen tonight. Every time Marta sings it, it snows.
Thank you.
singing. That's probably as much fun as I can have, is hanging out with those two. And with you, son. Anyway, okay, this is gonna take some tuning. When my dad was a seminary student, he also moonlighted as a pot and pan salesperson. And this must have been when he had about three of us between the age of one and four, between zero and four. And I remember what a thrill it was playing this game with him when he would come home from selling pots and pans. He would lay on the floor, and the game was called Alligator. And we'd come up to him, and he'd be lying there, and we'd poke him, and he wouldn't do anything. We'd poke him, and he wouldn't do anything. Poke him again. Finally, Alligator, he'd grab one of our limbs and start gnawing on it. It's totally gross. It wasn't until Mary Morgan was wearing us out at a young age that I realized a very critical piece of the game for him was that he was lying on the floor. So mostly he just laid there on the floor. It was a very well-designed game. I'd have to do that with a little bit sometimes. I would tweak it. This is a tune I made up, and I first called it the Alligator Rag for his birthday. He was 260. Doesn't have any words. Well, I started in with words about my dad. it would lose the charm. It turns out, then Carrie says, you played that at our wedding. I don't know that you were called that.
Comfort and courage in bottles. the lady beside me is the one that I've chosen to walk through life with me like a coat from gold.
Where you can just grab a bunch of people to help you sound good. Yeah. All right, this is it. So there was this nuclear submarine, and as as is the custom, when they're naming a boat, you have to name it after a place, and they decided this time, the U.S. Navy decided they were going to name the submarine the USS Corpus Christi, and that was an offensive thing to some, because it's Latin for the body of Christ, and this is one of the murderous devices in the history of humanity. And so, letters were written, congressmen were consulted, and they changed it to the city of Corpus Christi, so we're all much better off for that. It got me thinking about kind of the contradictions of the world I live in, and the contradictions that I like to get up and, you know, get on my soapbox and start pointing out, and I don't point for long until I realize the contradictions there. So prevalent in my own life, as a first worlder, there's really no escaping, transgressing big time. So what was I going to say about that? Well, this song's sort of about that. It's a lot funnier than all that stuff right before. You have a part. It goes like this. There's three notes, really. This is There are no major sevenths allowed. None of those kind of chords are allowed, but just about anything else. So find the harmonies. There's you know, lots of notes, three notes, really, so just find them. Now you study theory, right? At that trip, we were at a language school for about a week, and you stay with the family, and understandably, some of the families volunteer for this to host people for economic reasons, and I think that was purely the reason that the family I was in volunteered to host me, because they didn't seem to want me there at all. And I was there by myself, and it was kind of just a hard thing. So I was really clear with leaders of this trip that if possible, can I stay in a house with somebody that speaks Spanish and that, you know, with a person with our group. But when it came down to it, I was wandering off into this little village you know, with very little language skill and kind of scared. I mean, scared like not fearing for my life, but just being my usual cowardly person. And but I had a guitar with me, and so and they asked me to play something that first evening, and so I got it out and I started kind of thinking about, well, what do I know that's, you know, I don't really know Latin American tunes, right? So I was just kind of noodling around and going, just kind of, and thought, ah, here's a tune. And so this tune we're going to do is the tune that I ended up singing for him. And as the words came out of my mouth, I was just stunned by how much of what the text of the song spoke to exactly what we were looking at. Because it's a song by Jackson Brown. I think he wrote it in Jamaica. And it was addressing errant policies of the United States that were affecting Latin America in different ways then than they are now. And it was, anyway, so we'll play it. I'll go into more depth some other time on this. When I'm my usual eloquence. Okay. Let me go. Thank you.
the well.
Why we can't get any health care passed in the United States. And it goes back a long ways. It goes back at least to the 50s to the Red Scare and our good friend Joe McCarthy. On the sidelines, they ask for food. another Tom Waits song. And this one, Mary Morgan, my oldest daughter, came home from shopping one day and had this song on a CD. And I think it must have been about 1983 or so, I heard a song by Tom Waits on the album Swordfish Trombone. And it's about, you know, it's the 80s, but it's set in Southeast Asia. So it's this soldier from Illinois that is just wants to go home. And then I heard this song, it must have been, I don't know, 2004 or something, 2005. And it's about a soldier from Illinois that I think is in Afghanistan. And I hadn't played much for the years previous to that, and it just got me all inspired to get up a set of music so I could play it, just so I could play this song. It's called The Day After Tomorrow. I got your letter today, and I miss you all so much here. I can't wait to see you all, and I'm counting the days, dear. I still believe that there's gold at the end of the world, and I'll come home to Illinois on the day after tomorrow. And it's so hard here, and it's cold, and I'm tired of taking orders, and I miss old Rockford Town up by the Wisconsin border. What I miss, you won't believe, shoveling snow and raking leaves, and my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. Close my eyes every night, and I dream that I can hold you. They fill us full of lies everyone buys about what it means to be a soldier. I still don't know how I'm supposed to feel about all the blood that's been spilled. Will God up on the throne get me back home on the day after tomorrow? You can't deny the other side don't want to die any more than we do. What I'm trying to say is, don't they pray to the same God that we do? And tell me, how does God choose? Whose prayers does God refuse? Who turns the wheel, who throws the dice on the day after tomorrow? Another day in the world here. I just do what I've been told, just gravel on the road, and only the lucky ones come home on the day after tomorrow. And the summer, it too will fade, with it comes the winter frost, dear. And I know we too are made by all the things that we have lost here. I turned 21 today, I've been saving all my pain, and my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. And my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. Just to stick with the war metaphors, the Guitar Army should be ready next tune. We're gonna come and we can all do it. We're gonna have a little experience of the Friday night song nights we've had all there. But next one, next tune, not this one, the next one. So just be ready. That's it. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so this is a this is a tune by John Prine. Called Donald and Lydia. It has a great chorus on it. It goes, dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like love hidden deep in your heart. So dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Let's try it. Dreaming.
Dreaming just comes natural,
like the first breath from a baby,
like
sunshine, like sunshine from daisies, in daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart, Small town, bright lights, Saturday night, pinballs and pool halls flashing their lights, making change behind the counter of the penny arcade sat the fat girl daughter of Virginia and Ray. Lydia. Lydia hid her thoughts like a cat behind her small eyes sunk deep in her fat. She read romance magazine up in her room, felt just like Sunday on a Saturday afternoon. Here it comes. And dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine feeding daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Bunk beds, shaved heads, Saturday night, a warehouse of strangers with 60-watt light, staring at the ceiling, just wanting to be lay one up too many young PFC. Donald. There were spaces between Donald and whatever he said. Strangers had forced him to live in his head. He envisioned the details of romantic scenes after midnight in the stillness of the barracks latrine. And dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine in daisies, like the love hidden deep in your heart. Hot love, cold love, no love at all. A portrait of guilt gets hung on a wall. Nothing is wrong, nothing is right. Donald and Lydia made love that night. They made love in the mountains, they made love in the streams, they made love in the valleys, they made love in their dreams. And when they was finished, there was nothing to say, because mostly they made love from 10 miles away. Dreaming just comes natural, like the first breath from a baby, like sunshine. Love hidden deep in your heart. All right. Yeah, okay. So, this is an old Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song. It has ample opportunities for harmony. Shall we? Starts in A minor. must say, you know, that I'm getting a bit sentimental here in the less than 3 weeks left after almost 2 years of holding. And this is a song that I'm not exactly sure what it's about, but it has a lot of goodbye in it, and it has a lot of love in it, and it has. And I'm just going to take this opportunity to thank you and people that left a year, 2 years ago, for the experience of being here, and particularly what you young people that are in your 20s, when you're 50 or 55, look around you and you'll realize that there aren't a lot of young people around you, and that I just really very much want to thank you young people for surrounding me. It's just been the energy that you have, which, because you're your age, you're surrounded by people your age. But, you know, find some people your age when you're 55, because it's really just been great. Anyway, so thank you. This is a song by Dodie McLean, and it's called Caledonia. And
any higher, they withered now, they've gone.
cartoons.